Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. That's right. If you missed any of our number one, you go back and get it. We had a very good conversation about what it means to burn it. Give us what we want or we're going to burn it down. So say Black Lives Matter in America. We will talk more about that as we have time. 888-340-3373. But our number two is the Ladies Lounge.
Many businesses are being burned, looted, livelihoods being destroyed. We want justice for George Floyd and his family. Everybody agrees on that. But this utter destruction and violence is not the way to do that.
That's the voice of a North Carolinian. I'll ask her which way to say it, who's moved to New York, become a New York girl, and now is the daughter-in-law to the president. She is on the trail making the case that the country needs to make a decision in November 2020 that is in their best interest. And she rejoins us from a significant time away, but everybody's been significantly away because this country's been shut down. Laura Lee Trump, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. So good to have you.
Thank you so much. I said, wow, I recognize that voice. It sounds familiar. That was me.
That was you. Hey, let me ask you, and I gave a little bit of your geographical history there for a reason. You lived in North Carolina. You became a New Yorker. You are in between D.C. and New York now. You've probably had as good of an exposure to the different management styles for the pandemic and for the post-George Floyd crisis as anybody of both your father-in-law and the governor and the mayor. And I'm just curious, as a resident, Laura, of New York City, what's been your observation about what taxpayers have gotten for their money here in the Big Apple?
Well, it's really sad. You know, you look around and it doesn't even feel like we live in the United States of America and some of our greatest cities in the country. And New York City, that is where my husband and I live with our family, and how sad to see what has happened to it. You know, I think even before the coronavirus and before the mass chaos in the streets, people were questioning, well, should I stay in New York? Because let's be honest, it's been pretty poorly run over the past couple of years. But now more than ever, whenever you need a leader in the city to step up and say, we are not going to have crime run amok. We are not going to let arsonists just go all over the city setting things on fire. We're not going to let people break into stores and loot them left and right. We want to make sure our residents feel safe and secure. You don't have that because the leadership at the top has said, you know what? The police force is not able to do their job. I'm not going to allow them to do what the taxpayers have paid money to make sure that they do and protect them. The oath that is taken by a mayor to enforce the law and protect your citizens, I don't know what happened to that. But I will tell you that I know a lot of people who, if they haven't already left New York, are planning on leaving the city. It is incredibly sad to see. But you're right. I grew up in North Carolina. My parents and a lot of my family still live there. And look, there, it's a much different situation down there.
Yeah.
They, from coronavirus until now, you know, it seems like things have been done right. Nobody is scared for their life down there. Nobody sees the mass chaos in the streets the same way. It's a very interesting, comparison whenever you look at the two, but I'll tell you what, I'm very sad to see what has happened in New York for sure.
Well, and considering that, you know, the president, your father-in-law, has to feel an obligation for all citizens, that's his first duty, is to protect the citizens of the United States. I have to imagine it has caused him a good degree of sleeplessness watching this incompetency from afar, especially for a city that he had as storied a history with as his hometown. I know that he's not technically a resident here anymore, but we still adopt him. And I don't know. It's been between pandemic and the post-George Floyd problems, you know, as I was watching some conversations on Twitter last night, and people are asking, you know, why are people, you know, migrating out of the city at such vast rates? And I told a couple of them, you know what, that was started before all of this. But all of this has just thrown accelerant on that fire. And what we really need to do is get good leadership. We're speaking with Laura Trump. She's part of the Trump campaign for 2020. Laura, last time we spoke, Kayleigh McEnany was still on your staff and running around helping with Women for Trump events and everything else. But lately, she has stepped up into the press secretary spot, and she's really become quite adept at putting the Washington, D.C. press corps in their place. Your assessment of your fellow teammate.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't be prouder of Kayleigh. What an incredible job she has done. And you're right. We had the pleasure of having Kayleigh as part of the campaign team for quite some time. I got to travel pre-coronavirus all over the place with Kayleigh. And, you know, I don't think people realize how smart and how sharp Kayleigh is, because since she is a beautiful blonde woman, for some reason, people underestimate her. Well, let me tell you what, they got a wake-up call that they probably all really needed in Washington, D.C., when she stepped up to that podium as press secretary for the first time. Kudos to her. She's telling it like it is. She's giving it right back to them. And I think it was, quite frankly, really needed there in the White House. So couldn't be prouder.
Well, and I think that your father-in-law does a great job of putting the right people around him. I thought Sarah Sanders was just an all-star. I think Kayleigh has raised the bar even a little bit more, and I just think that they're doing a great job, because the press really, sadly, isn't interested in telling the actual story. You know, they drew more offense that your father-in-law held a Bible in front of a church than the fact that Antifa thugs tried to burn the church down the night before. There was more anger at your father-in-law for holding the Bible there.
It's so shocking. You almost couldn't even make it up. They also misreported information that I think is really important. They all reported that Donald Trump tear gassed people
right,
so that he could walk across the park. The park police says, we didn't even know the president was coming out. We deployed smoke canisters because we had repeatedly asked these people to back up. They were pelting our officers with bottles, and they were standing on top of a structure that had been burned and defaced the previous night. We didn't want anybody to get hurt. They wouldn't oblige. So we deployed smoke canisters. Didn't even know the president. But, of course, the narrative is that this is the worst thing. Donald Trump tear gassed people so that he could make a photo op. These people, to your point, are more upset that Donald Trump walked over to a 205-year-old church, a historic church in our nation's capital, and held up a Bible in front of it than that somebody set it on fire intentionally the night before. It is so shocking. It's unbelievable. But I think it goes to show that their priority is always to make the president look bad. They don't care about the truth, and they don't care about what most Americans appreciate
right,
and on what our country was founded, quite frankly. It's very sad to see.
Well, and that's why we're going to keep telling the truth every single day at this microphone. Laura, let me ask you about the campaign itself. Joe Biden has difficulty, and it seems even in an increasing capacity, he has difficulty stringing together a few words that make some sort of sense since the campaign debate season. If you remember, we were in the middle of a debate cycle and campaign cycle before all this happened. Seems like 100 years ago now. But he's been out a little bit since some of the lockdowns have been lifted. He made an appearance at a church in D.C. This guy, and he may be a perfectly fine individual. I've never, to be candid, met him. I don't know anything about him. But just if I was just going off of what I see with my naked eye in his public appearances, I would say that's a guy that's not really ready to be working 18-hour days for the next 4 years of his life to make sure the country's safe.
Well, you look at the softball interviews that he's taken from his basement there at home throughout the coronavirus outbreak. I mean, he's got like a pile of notes on his lap. He's constantly looking down. He can't even get through these interviews where they're teeing up such easy questions for him without looking down at his notes and fumbling around. And like you said, he can barely string together a coherent sentence. let alone he's supposed to run this country. And let's not forget, although the media would like us to forget, that it was about a week ago that Joe Biden looked directly in a camera and said, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. That was his message to black Americans all across this country. I can't think of a more racist and ridiculous statement. But Joe Biden told the truth. The Democrats have been taking your vote for granted for decades in this country. They've been making promises, never delivering on them. And you contrast that very quickly and very easily with Donald Trump, who in 2016 said, quite frankly, what do you have to lose? The Democrats haven't done anything for the black community in this country. Donald Trump, the first comprehensive prison reform, which reversed Joe Biden's support. He had great support for the 1994 Clinton crime bill, which disproportionately locked up black American men in this country. Donald Trump reversed that with the First Step Act, gave people a second chance. The most funding for HBCUs in this country. Opportunity zones, $100 billion invested in communities that have been left behind in this country. They were coming back. They will come back when we get out of this coronavirus.
All right. Laura Trump, thanks so much for your time today.
You got it. Thank you.
And as we continue the Ladies Lounge, when we come back from this first break, it's Michelle Malkin with me here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. What a little moonlight can do.
All right, as we continue on here in Radio Night Live, hour number two tonight, the Ladies Lounge wide open, and grateful for our last guest, Laura Lee Trump, the daughter-in-law of the president. It's always a pleasure to have her with us. And I'm looking forward to chatting with my next guest. She wrote a couple of pieces over the last couple of weeks dealing with these protests. And as we reopen the Ladies Lounge, it is a joy and a privilege to welcome Michelle Malkin, longtime internet entrepreneur and a guru, and also a strongly opinionated pundit. Michelle, always good to have you with us. Thanks for coming on back.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Kevin. It's been a while, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. You know, we're sort of, we try to maintain our forts and hold on and hang on. And I don't know about you, but in the 25-plus years that I've been doing this, I have not ever seen as inflammatory and insightful, and I mean that with a C, not an S,
right,
an atmosphere and a climate that we are living through today.
Well, and you're talking, of course, to the epicenter of all of this in New York City. So let me ask you about a couple of things. The idea that we went from being a united front condemning the death of George Floyd to now literally having to take Paw Patrol off our cable systems indicates what to you?
Indicates to me that the far left, which has worked for decades to undermine law and order and a functioning civil society, is winning. And they have long known, at least from the time that I started my journalism career, in the aftermath of the 1992 LA riots,
mm-hmm.
they know that mob rule works. It works for them. It pays off. And what's alarming now is that we don't have the usual suspects. It's not just the usual suspects like all of those Democrats who were literally kneeling in the Capitol who are enabling them and promoting them. Unfortunately, there are many feckless and spineless Republican so-called leaders who have also bent the knee, who are genuflecting. And it's out of fear. It's out of self-preservation. So who is holding the line? I mean, I can count on my fingers of one hand, people who are actually showing leadership. And thank goodness, especially in the past 48 hours, our president is one of them, and who is urging people to get up off their knees, which is a subject of a column that I wrote 2 weeks ago when this whole conflagration started. If we don't have a commander-in-chief who's willing to stand for law enforcement, to stand for the defense of the historic American nation, then what are we even doing, Kevin?
Well, and this brings me to a huge point of your current column. You point out in instance after instance where the protesters and the rioters and the looters have protested actual historical figures who fought for the cause that supposedly they're championing now. Highlight a couple of those and then give me your theory on why those people became targets by that mob.
Yes, so I live in Colorado Springs, moved out here from the East Coast 12 years ago, and the founder of our great city, General William Jackson Palmer, has a statue built in his honor downtown. He was a Union general, not a Confederate general.
Right, right.
He was a Quaker who opposed slavery because he saw it as a form of organized violence. And after he moved here, made a huge fortune in the railroad industry, he spent untold amounts of money sending it back to Virginia to help fund the establishment of a historically black college, Hampton University. Doesn't matter. The statue was defaced with BLM all over it. In downtown Denver at the Capitol, where I was last weekend, there's another Union soldier memorial that was built in 1909, and it was defaced and desecrated with swastikas and STP slogans, you know,
Right.
Which we've seen all over the cities across America now, this foul, vulgar language. And this is happening not just in the United States, but also the UK. There's a former prime minister, Earl Grey, the same Earl Grey that the tea is named after, who has a statue that was desecrated. He presided over the outlawing of slavery in Britain. But again, it doesn't matter. So it shows you that the people who supposedly are standing for Black Lives Matter don't care about black lives. And there's another example that happened after I filed my column. There is a tribute to black Union soldiers. There was a regiment in Boston, the 54th Regiment. There's a statue there, again, that was desecrated with these anti-police racist slogans. So it's not about standing up for injustice. It's about erasing every vestige of historic America, whether it is things that we should be proud of or things that we should be ashamed of. And this is the problem. If you start eradicating our history, how on earth are you supposed to confront it?
We're dealing also with another reality, Michelle, and I feel like the media has been as big of an accessory to this crime as the politicians themselves, in that I think to date, in the riots alone, you've had 22 unarmed African Americans killed by rioters. In the city of Chicago last weekend, 43 dead black youth, almost all of them killed by fellow black youth. Day before yesterday, 18 killed in the city of Chicago, 13 here in New York over the weekend. Black Lives Matter matters has not addressed any of these, especially the ones that have been killed in the riots. And the number of lives taken is now 100 times the fold of what George Floyd's life was by the one police officer. And I'm not justifying the Minneapolis police. I've been very hard on policies that allow that kind of behavior to happen. But there's no proportionality here to even view other causes of black death.
That's a really good point, Kevin. And, of course, the prevalence over the last several decades of black-on-black violence in the inner cities doesn't suit the narratives of the social justice left, either the Black Lives Matter movement or Antifa or these extreme Democrats who are all intent and hell-bent on defunding the police and replacing law enforcement with their version of so-called restorative justice, which is to reward criminals and punish law-abiding people. And I want to talk about injustice for a second
Sure.
here, too, because
Yeah.
as I point out in my column, we've spent trillions of tax dollars on the war on poverty. We've poured hundreds of millions of dollars into opportunity zones and enterprise zones, minority-owned businesses, affirmative action. And it's like the 8 years that we had a black president, a black first lady, a black attorney general, homeland security secretary, transportation secretary, education secretary, UN ambassador, top black senior advisors, more than 400 black presidential appointees. It's like that never happened. And so what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with the insatiable appetite of people who can only generously be called anarchists, whatever their color. They don't like the constitutional republic that was founded by our founders, and they're intent on erasing every aspect of what has made America truly great.
All right, Michelle Malkin, hold that thought. There's more with her when we continue. It's Radio Night Live. We're live from New York. Our phone line, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has set yet another record in daily confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials report more than 9,500, which tops the previous day total by more than 600. Politico reporter Mark Caputo is in Coral Gables.
The state has had kind of a patchwork approach to fighting coronavirus. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has, in a similar way that the president has deferred to locals, has himself deferred to locals. So, for instance, in Miami-Dade County, where I'm in, we've always been under an earlier and stricter lockdown relative to the rest of the state.
Florida is now banning alcohol consumption in bars because health officials blame the new outbreak on young adults that are flocking to establishments that opened 3 weeks ago. Texas has also seen a spike in coronavirus cases, leading to restrictions on businesses once again. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us, Radio Night Live, as we continue our live adventure for the second week in a row. Big thanks to the entire crew for making it in and for not getting the COVID and staying the course. We're trying not to get the COVID as best we can. I did get my COVID-15, though. That's we're going to be working on that for the next few weeks. I've got a whole workout thing. I'm walking 2.5 miles a day and trying to get other people to join me. If you haven't joined me on social media, do that. It's hashtag Move100, and we'll see if we can get 100 people to move 100 miles in 100 days. be kind of fun. Anyway, we're talking with Michelle Malkin, who does not need to do the hashtag Move 100 because she's already just, you know, perfectly slim all the time. But she has got the heart of a prize fighter. And Michelle, before the break, we were talking quite in depth. You basically see the environment in which we're in as being controlled by anarchists, you said, of any color. And you said that unless good people step forward, we're going to tragically change America in some pretty significant ways. I am curious as to your thoughts on whether or not there have been some things that you have seen work under these circumstances. And if so, what might they be?
Well, one thing is, and of course, as you say, you're in the epicenter there in the New York City region. I am very encouraged by some of the videos that I have seen. Of course, they're not carried largely by mainstream media, but on social media, of police officers who are willing to speak up and mm-hmm. fight back and defend themselves. Over the last couple of weeks, we have seen armed citizens of all colors. It reminds me of the Korean grocers that were abandoned by law enforcement in 1992. We saw that again with people in their own communities who are willing to stand up and fill the vacuum that's been left by a lot of the liberal police officers who are kneeling in front of Black Lives Matter. The one thing that we have, I think, that is some sort of salvation or consolation is that the left always overreaches. And I think the pendulum is going to swing back. And if people had thought that Trump's prospects were not looking too good in November, that has been somewhat assuaged by the fact that he has become more vocal on these matters. We saw that he announced on Twitter that he's going to refuse to rename any of the military bases, which is one of the demands of the extremists and radicals. And, you know, as long as he sticks with his instincts, rather than listening to capitulation, it's in the swamp, I think that benefits us not just electorally, but morally and as a nation.
Well, and I think electorally has to be the most pragmatic approach to dealing to answering this. And I think that you're right. I think that this has actually solidified a lot of things for the president. Let me ask you about this, because I would be interested in your perspective. And if you do a column on it or address it in the future, especially, I got a call from a pastor from Staten Island yesterday. And he was being told that a number of police officers who are church attenders, men of faith in the greater New York area, have stopped going to their church because in faith-based circles, in Catholic circles, in evangelical circles, there's starting to be an activist insistence that the acceptance of Black Lives Matters must be a part of kind of the doctrinaire. And it's just impossible for them to deal with it anymore. And they're genuinely discouraged. I know you're a woman of faith. Have you seen the same issue? Are you noticing that the church is being co-opted at all by the culture on this matter? And if so, what are your thoughts about it?
I have seen it. I've seen it on many issues. And as you know from the book that I published last fall called Open Borders Incorporated, I identified the cultural Marxists in many denominations that have lobbied for the left-wing agenda, not just open borders, but also, as you're mentioning, finding common cause with groups like Black Lives Matter, and for that matter, many of these Antifa-style radicals.
Yeah.
So as a Catholic, I've seen it. The cultural Marxists, who date all the way back to being allies, you know, literally allies with Saul Alinsky while he was still alive. This is incredibly dangerous and especially dispiriting for cops of faith who have so little support among public and political institutions.
I'm hoping that we can use my platform at some point in the near future to bring faith leaders and law enforcement together to address this. But I appreciate your thoughts on that. And just keep fighting the good fight, Michelle. So grateful for everything that you do and the kind of meticulous way you always document it and go about it. And thanks for your insights today. We are really, truly grateful.
God bless. Take take care and stay safe, Kevin.
Thanks much.
All right, Michelle Malkin, there she goes. Thank you to she and Laura Lee Trump for tonight's Ladies Lounge and making extended appearances. When we come back, something that is making a difference, I want to update you on something that we've been involved in and hope that you will join the team. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, Radio Night Live. It's Saturday night, and if you're just joining us on Biz TV and you missed the first hour and 45 minutes, guess what? They'll replay it at the top of the hour. You just stick around. And guess what? If you're, you know, an internet geek, Just go on my Twitter page, and you can watch it on demand anytime you want this coming week. We've got it all set up there for you, and those of you that are joining us each week, that way we appreciate it. We had more than 10,000 people watch it on demand in the last 7 days after Saturday of last week. So, you know, who am I to tell you how to schedule your life? I'm just grateful that you let me be part of it. Thank you so much. By the way, you can follow me on social media. Kevin McCullough is found on Facebook. It's facebook.com/KMC01. And then for all the rest of them, all you need to know is KMC Radio. That includes Twitter. That includes Instagram. That includes the brand new social media domain that all the conservatives that are being censored over on Twitter transferred over to this week. Parler is the name of it. But KMC Radio is my handle there as well. Pretty easy to find me. Come join the conversation as I post nonstop, 7 days a week, and we have some pretty rousing discussions there. I want to update you on something very important. A number of weeks ago, right after the George Floyd shooting, actually before the George Floyd death, we were already on a journey here at this radio show to do something that we've done kind of remarkable for the last 2 or 3 years, and that is to liberate human slaves that are actually in slavery right now. A lot of people don't understand, don't believe that it's possible that somewhere on planet Earth there are systems that allow human slavery to continue, but Northern Sudan is one of them, and they have had hundreds of thousands of people be wrongfully taken captive and then turned into human slaves for the jihadist radicals that are in Northern Sudan, mostly Christian women from South Sudan that do so. Well, we have an update. Our goal has been to get 92 slaves liberated this spring, and as of this morning, the last report I got from our friends at Christian Solidarity International is that through your efforts, we have now freed 57 of the 92 slaves. 57 human beings are now going to have their liberty. They're going to also have a kind of survival kit that's going to give them everything to start their life over when they arrive home in South Sudan. That will include tarps for a tent and housing, being able to live. But it will also include a year's worth of food, particularly the grain sorghum. It will also include a year's worth of seed to plant a following season's worth of grain. And they get a she-goat that helps them produce milk products and also be able to breed and have other goats serve as a source of income. These slaves have never had anything of their own. So to have this kind of liberty and then to be given this precious gift of this bag of hope is really something that starkly changes their lives. They have been abused, brutalized, raped. Most of them have been, they've had their genitals mutilated many times at their own hands because the radical jihadist masters will say you have to do this, but they won't give them anything sanitary to do it with. So it's a rusted tin can lid, a knife, some form of scissors, etc. that they're made to do it. Many times the women have infections and take a long time to heal if they ever do. But when they are liberated, they are returned to South Sudan as close to family as can be found from the region where they were originally from or where their family was originally from. And when they are there, the celebration that they have is just incredible. And then they get the bag of hope. Then they get all of those gifts that I just mentioned to you. Friends, all of that happens for a one-time gift of $250. And so far, 57 of you have stepped up and said, we're going to make sure one slave goes free this year. And I got to brag on you a bit here. If you're just joining us, you're part of a radio audience that has freed more than 600 of those slaves over the last 3 years. So my heart is touched. Our family has gotten involved. We are going to liberate at minimum 4 slaves. And if you would like to, and I never, by the way, ask you to do something that we're not willing to do in the McCullough household. But when I talked it over with my kids and with my wife, given the racial tension that the globe is living in right now, we thought, man, what better way to just really live out what we believe than to bring freedom to someone that has been living in slavery. And I've worked with Christian Solidarity International now for about 12, 15, 16 years, somewhere in there. And the work that they do is just amazing. They have liberated, by the way, since before the Sudanese Civil War, more than 100,000 of those South Sudanese slaves from northern Sudan. The process is real simple. That $250, part of that goes to securing a cattle vaccine that will help the slave masters' cattle survive the rough weather. They can't get it. It's called Novidium. It's hard to get a hold of, but CSI has a supplier. They're able to trade that, basically, in exchange for the slave's life. And then they're returned to South Sudan, and none of them have ever been retaken as slaves. This is a permanent freedom that they are given, and it is really, really something. So here's what I'd like you to do. Would you join us on the journey? There are 35 slaves that are still in need of our liberation right now, and that phone number is 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. When you call right now, you can do it in a couple of ways. You could do it on a monthly basis and say, I want to give $25 a month for 10 months. You could say, I want to give a $250 gift and make sure that that slave goes free as soon as possible. If you needed a couple of months to break it up, you could do 125 over 2, 50 over 5, whatever helps, you know, you to be able to afford it. But the nice thing about this is I've had people that are living on very fixed incomes that have written me and said, Kev, I could not do more than the $25 a month, but I am so glad that I did it. Because to know that I made a difference in someone's life, to know that I brought liberty and freedom to someone who was living in abject poverty, but on top of that, no self-determination whatsoever. Because they're starved, they're mistreated, they're raped, they're brutalized. This is an inhumane process at every stretch. And so to just know that you've made that difference is such a wonderful thing. And for the McCulloch kids this year, we've been able to talk about this in depth. When they see the racial strife on the television screen, we can say, hey, look, there's a different way of going about life. And in our house, this is what we're doing. We're liberating people who live in slavery, people that look very different than us, and people who are without hope if we don't step up. So there are 92 women that need freedom. 57 of them have been spoken for. 35 of them remain. Would you take care of one? $25 a month for 10 months, or a one-time gift of $250, or breaking up in other monthly amounts. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. By the way, if you miss any of our broadcast, you can get it all over again at the top of the hour. Biz TV will be re-airing the television version. Many radio stations firing off at 11 o'clock. You can always go get the podcast at SoundCloud and iTunes.com. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio. And if you go to my Twitter feed, right there at the top of the page, you'll always be able to watch the most recent episode. I've got that pinned to the top of my feed each week at KMC Radio on Twitter. I'm going to try to do the same thing on Parler now that I'm over there as well. I hope that you'll join us. It's always fun to have you. A little interesting thought tonight. There's a lot of debate. One of my former colleagues is going after me on Facebook pretty hard tonight. He's like, you know, Kev, you know, you're just in love with the orange man. How can you, like, you know, not say he's the worst president of all time? And I said, well, you know, it's not really my place to say if someone's the worst of all time or not. I said, I'm judging based on the policies of what's going on. Well, you know, he's a disaster. We've got to get rid of him. Okay, well, what's your other option? Take a look at this guy. During a campaign in Pennsylvania this week.
Over 120 million dead from COVID.
Yeah, that was Joe Biden, and he said that we had 120 million dead in this country from COVID. I know math's difficult for Uncle Joe. Actually, just making any two sentences go together that make some modicum of sense has been a rather big challenge, even when he's been locked in his basement getting softball questions from press and having six of his aides sitting just within camera shot of being able to whisper him or mouth to him what the answer is. And this isn't the first time. He said, okay, so let's do the math. He did 120 million dead from COVID. What did he say back in February? Take a listen to this one.
"150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability."
All right, so we got 150 million plus 120 million. I'm pretty sure at this point we've only got like a dozen people left alive in America. I don't know where he gets the numbers. Friends, we've got 300 million people in the country, a little more than that. But the guy's making stuff up. Either he's making stuff up or he just has no ability to retain facts in his head. And if that's the case, that's a bigger problem. Have you seen his rallies? He's had these basically open-air meetings in gyms where he's had the seats on the floor like 6 feet apart with circles around them. That's his version of the rally. And he's had a bunch of those within the last 2 weeks. God help him if he has to get on a stage and actually debate Donald Trump. Donald Trump is tough, and he's not going to be nice. And the minute that Joe Biden slips on something, anything, he's just going to eat it. Friends, he doesn't have the mental capacity to do, you know, the shuffleboard schedule at the nursing home right now. I don't know how he says he can be president of the United States, but that's a different story for a different time. But there weren't 120 million people that died from COVID. I want you to know that. And I definitely wasn't one of them. I marked myself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.